welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. Pastor Kevin Radlin here from Lighthouse Christian Church, but you already know that because you heard the intro. So I don't know why, but we say it every time, and I've got Martita with me. She's already laughing. So Martita, welcome to the program.
Hey, Kevin. How are you? Hey everybody. Great. Hello. Yeah.
So, you know, we are here today, and you know, Turn the Light On has been a huge blessing in my life. It's drawn me deeper into the Word. It's drawn me into better, you know, fellowship and communication
yes.
with my co-host. And just it's been giving a lot of people opportunities to come on the program and just share their hearts and bring in topics. And I really hope that people that are tuning in out there are enjoying the program. It would be nice if, you know, maybe they would send us a little note on our Lighthouse or a testimony at ourlighthouse.net. You know, we'd love to hear from you and just say hi. Just a hi would be great. So we want you to know that we are here to just bless you, you know, so that you can walk in the overflow of God in your life, so that, you know, you can live a life that's free from worry and fear, and you can walk in confidence that God has for each and every one of us to walk in. You know, the bottom line, Martita, is that we want people to recognize and tune into the Holy Spirit of God and to hear God's voice and to see God moving in their lives. And we do that by bringing a topic and just kind of discussing everyday life. So you that's have the topic today.
Yeah, but that's what I like, is that we bring topics that we are walking through every day.
Right.
And I do want to say thank you for all the people that have approached me and say, thank you, Martita, for the program. I'm really enjoying it, and it really touched me.
Yes.
And that is a blessing to me. So I want to thank you all for doing that.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, but the topic for today.
It's like gas on our fire when we hear
yes,
from the
it's
people.
Encouraging.
It is.
It's like, you know, we're touching people, and that's the whole thing is, whatever we talk about here is because it's happening in our lives.
Yes, a lot of times.
I'm bringing this topic today because my husband and I have been talking about this for a week. It's been in our hearts, and it's choose your friends wisely.
Nice.
And that I don't care how yeah. old you are, because usually we say to our kids, you need to be wise with your friends. I don't care how old you are.
Doesn't matter.
And as an adult, we need to choose our friends wisely.
Yeah.
Because friends can build you up or tear you down. Friends can back you up or stab you on the back. I mean, it happens all the time. And I just want to, you know, I just decided, let me go to the Word and find out.
What does the Bible say?
Yes.
About friends,
right? Let's start there.
And I was amazed how much there is.
Oh, my gosh. It blew me away.
Yeah, when you brought it in.
And I had to cut it down. Because it was so much, and I thought, wow, Lord, you give us guidance in everything for our lives. But I started by looking at some examples, so I picked three only of each, but good friends, good examples of
right,
good friends
right.
in the Bible, King David and Jonathan.
Oh, yeah, such a great story.
A friendship that started, the Lord created that friendship,
yep.
because the moment they met, they connected.
Sure. You know, the dynamic of that friendship was that, you know, David was anointed king, and that was actually Jonathan's spot.
Exactly.
So you've got two guys that just connected and became best friends, and one's actually, by God, being put in the position that belonged by birthright to the other, and he didn't care. You know, he's like, you know, we're friends, and
yes.
David would have taken him is with him the whole way. You
yes.
know, it wasn't like, oh my gosh, he's going to try to oust him. I mean, they literally had a sincere love for each other
yes.
that was, you know, platonic. But, you know, they loved each other as friends.
Yes. They became cool. like brothers, you mm-hmm. know, and that was amazing. Ruth and Naomi.
Oh, that's another good one.
Here's a daughter-in-law from a different country that does not know the God of the Jews or the Hebrews. And here she is so faithful that she follows her to the end.
Yeah. And what I love about that story is, you know, the faithfulness.
Yes.
See, a true friend is faithful.
Exactly.
Faithful in the midst of extreme circumstances and willing to be who they need to be for not, you in that moment.
Exactly. Not the what can I get from you,
right,
but what can I do for you? And the other one that I picked, it was Jesus and the 11 disciples.
Right. Not the 12.
Not the 12.
The 11.
The 11. Okay, and we understand that at one point, they even those 11 left Jesus when he was being crucified out of fear.
Right.
But they didn't stop loving him. They were just afraid for their lives.
Right.
But at the same time, I went and I said, okay, let's look at some bad friend examples. Let's start with Job and his three friends. Here's Job at the worst of the worst in his life.
Yeah, he's sick. He's on his almost deathbed. He's lost everything. His family, his you know, wife.
Yes,
his kids,
the wife turned on him. And they're supposed to come in to support him and help him. And instead, they're saying, what did you do to deserve all this punishment?
Yeah.
Instead of encouraging him, they're making him feel like you're
dude,
guilty.
What did you do? You know, you've messed up really bad here somehow.
Exactly. So that's no good.
Right.
Then let's go to Delilah.
Ah.
And Samson.
So now you're talking into more of a love story type friendships.
Yes.
You know, which a lot of us have done.
Yes.
And been involved in our lives. And she did not have his best interests in mind.
And he knew it because it wasn't one time, but three different times that she did the same thing. But the lost and his love, because he fell in love with her so badly that he was blind to the truth.
Right.
And then the last one that I picked was Judas, one of the 12th disciple that betrayed Jesus for money.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things in our life that are hinging on our ability to have friendships and our ability to choose our friends.
Yes.
You know, because you become who you hang around.
Oh my
That's
gosh.
That's the bottom line.
In Spanish, in Puerto Rico, we have a saying.
Okay.
Tell me who you're hanging around with and I'll tell you who you are.
Right.
Because I don't care what happens. When you hang around with somebody, you start becoming like that somebody. It's true.
Yeah.
We're not saying don't hang out with somebody that you want to lead to the Lord. But that's different. Being a friend and leading somebody to the Lord and bringing them in is one thing. But if they're definitely saying, no, I don't want to be with Christ and this is a lifestyle I have.
Right.
That's when we say, okay, I love you. I'm for you, but I'm not going to hang out with you.
Absolutely.
And that's hard to do.
You know, the Bible tells us what to look for in friends.
Yes, it does.
It's very actually specific. You know, I love the Word of God because we come up with all these topics, and there's always something to say about it in the Bible. Every topic, every time. You know, and we've thrown a few doozies out there. We've
gotten
into some crazy topics. But I like this one, choosing your friends wisely. And, you know what, give me a scripture where the Bible just says, you know, choose your friends wisely.
Let's start with this one. Proverbs 12:26. This is NIV. The righteous choose their friends carefully, but the way of the wicked leads them astray.
Wow, that's
pretty straightforward.
Can't get any clearer than that. Choose your friends wisely. Proverbs 12:26. What about Proverbs 27:17? It says, as iron sharpens iron, so a friend sharpens a friend. You know, a true friend, Martita, should encourage us and challenge us to become better in our lives, to live better, to do better. You know, that sharpening is, you know, sometimes it's not. I've had friendships that were, you know, I don't know, for lack of a better word, you know, we would come at each other, but we would sharpen each other and become better in the process. You know, like I'm going to one-up you or you're going to one-up me and we're in this competition kind of thing to do things. But we would, in that, we would challenge each other to rise up and become, you know, and that's what I hear when I see iron sharpens iron. It's that you know, like a blade on a stone.
And that means that sometimes it's not going to be fun.
Exactly.
But it's worth it.
Yeah, for sure.
So let's go to Proverbs 17:17. A friend is always loyal, and a brother is born to help time of need. Loyalty. is so important.
Okay? I don't think you can have a friendship without loyalty.
No, because then you have no trust.
You know, without somebody just backing you. 100%.
Yes.
Now, I think loyalty isn't like just when you're wrong. Mm-hmm. And I just put up with you or tell you or I don't say anything. That's not loyalty to me. Loyalty is when you're wrong, I look at you and I go, hey, man, that's wrong. You can't do that.
Yes.
And then you got to own that, because a friend sticks closer than a brother. And if we're going to talk about loyalty, I think loyalty means that I'm with you till the end. I'm not going to abandon you.
Yes.
But I'm going to tell you the truth and believe for you to step it up in your life when you're making mistakes, when you're making wrong choices or bad choices too at the same time. Does that make sense?
Oh yeah. I want to even expand on that.
Okay.
Let's say that you're my friend, okay? And, sure. And we're honest with each other and you do something illegal.
Right.
And you say, I need you to cover me. That's when I have to make a choice and say, okay, wait, there's loyalty, there's right and wrong.
Right.
If you did something wrong, you need to turn yourself in, and I will back you up and I'll be there for you.
Right.
But I am not going to do something illegal to cover you. Now you're using our friendship to twist it into something wrong.
Right.
And that's what we need to be careful of.
Oh, for sure. That's good. That's good stuff.
You know, but it's the truth. But being
loyal.
People are
out there and they're, you know, I mean, you got gangs, you've got all these different things and you're like, loyalty, you know, and we got to do these things. But that's not what we're talking about here. We're not talking about loyalty in crime. We're talking about just the loyalty of living a life with God and being who God's called you to be in someone's life, having a friend that you can be who you are around them and they're going to back you. You know, I had given my life to Jesus and given up drugs. I had a lot of friends when I had drugs and when I had parties and I'm throwing all those things. But when it all came down and I gave my life to Christ, you know, I found out that I really had only maybe two or three friends, because they're like, I've known you my whole life. What am I going to do? Just tell you to get away because you gave your life to Jesus? No, I mean, and guess what? Those friends are actually all serving God now.
Amen.
Themselves, because, you know, they saw something happen in me and they couldn't deny that. So through that friendship, they were actually sanctified and brought into a relationship with God in the process at the same time. And I think there are people out there, Martita, in the world that need us to be their friends. They need a friend that is a godly example and somebody that's doing life right to come alongside them and show them how to do life right.
Yes. Another way is in loyalty. With all the, right now, you know how all the discrimination of you're white, you're black, you're Hispanic, you're Chinese, you're this, you're that, you know, and sometimes when you're in a group of people and they point at this person and say, well, that person can't fit in because they're different and that person is your friend, that's when you need to stand up and say, well, no, this is my friend.
Right.
And that's being loyal.
Yes.
And knowing that I might not fit in this group and it might cost me, but loyalty to a friend, that's when it comes first.
Well, I think it all ties into Proverbs 27:6. It says, faithful are the wounds of a friend who corrects out of love and concern, but the kisses of an enemy are deceitful yes. because they serve his hidden agenda. You know, that's powerful. You know, a true friend's going to correct you in love, and they're going to have concern for you. If you don't care about somebody, they're not your friend.
Yes.
You know, and there are people out there that are getting used by other people. They're thinking they're involved in these friendships and that people are for them when they're really just being used.
That's right.
For other people's gain or whatever they can get out of it. But I'm here today to say that a true, faithful friend is going to stick by you, but they're going to correct you. They're going to love you in the midst of your issues.
They will tell you the truth even when it hurts.
Yeah.
And it will, and they will come in and help us see something when you don't see it. Sometimes we are so blinded.
Yeah.
That we, you know, we need somebody to come out and say, hey, wake up. Look what's really happening. But I love this saying that I learned from Bob and Sandy. Say what you mean what you say, but don't say it mean.
Oh, I like that. Because a true friend will tell us the truth even when it hurts.
Yes. But how we say it
painful
makes a big difference.
To share things with people sometimes because you're afraid you'll lose the friendship or break the friendship. But a true friend's going to stick it out. And I think it all boils down to what is your attitude towards your friends and then what's their attitude towards you? What are you doing, you know, as you interact in life together? How's that working out?
What is the true motive behind it? In Proverbs 27:9 says, the heartfelt counsel of a friend is as sweet as perfume and incense. And 1 Thessalonians says, 5:11 says, so encourage each other and build each other up just as you're already doing. So the Lord tells us a way of doing it. Yeah. It is so important. So that is the things that we need to look for.
Yeah.
What are the things to be aware of?
Yeah, so what do we need to be aware of when we choose somebody as a friend? Let's look at some scriptures on that. Proverbs 13:20 says, he who walks with wise men will be wise, but the companion of fools will be destroyed. So are you looking for friends who are foolish, or are you looking for friends that are wise? Because you're going to become who you hang around. I mean, you really just can't get away from that phrase.
Right.
You're going to become who you hang around.
Proverbs 18:24, one who has unreliable friends soon comes to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother.
You know, I've had people in my life that were unreliable, you know, that you think they're your friend, you think they're there for you, and they never seem to come through when you really need them. And it's not always their fault. Because I think they're trying. I think a lot of times people are trying to be a good friend and they just don't know how, maybe.
Yes.
So I'm not saying throw people away that are in your life or anything like that. But, you know, you need a good friend. Everybody does, Martita.
Yes.
We all need a good friend. And I'm not talking about, you know, what a friend we have in Jesus, you know. We all know Jesus wants to be everybody's friend and all of that. But we're talking about friendships of the world.
Yes.
Friendships, companionships, and other people that are in your life.
Yes.
And in doing that, we want people that are going to be reliable, and we want people that are going to be wise around us. You know, if I'm trying to figure something out financially, how to do something and be blessed in my life, I don't go hang around people that don't know how to handle money and try to get advice from them and try to be friends with them, because they're going to take me on the trail that they're already on and waste every dollar I have, and they'll waste even probably some of my money. But if I am wise and I pick my friends and I say, man, can you help me to figure out how to live my life financially in a solid way? And they're going to say, yeah, come over to Lighthouse Church and go to you know,
the university,
or come to the classes that
the
we
financial
have.
University,
you know, we have Financial Peace University.
Yeah, that's right.
Is about to re-kick over here at the church, and they could, you know, you can make friends that are on the same
page
path as you are.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Because I've followed a lot of people on a lot of different paths in my life as friends, and some of them got me into a pit, and others got me into, you know, the glory of God.
Amen.
In my life. So
that's reality.
But you got to choose.
Yes.
Bible says, choose this day who you're going to serve. And, you know, your friends are going to be, in all honesty, part of who you serve.
1 Corinthians 15:33. Don't be fooled by those who say such things, for bad company corrupts good character.
Yes.
It's just a matter of fact. We need to, another one to be aware of, Proverbs 16:29, a violent person entices their neighbor and leads them down a path that is not good.
Sure.
And the next one is Proverbs 22:24-25. Don't befriend angry people or associate with hot-tempered people, or you will learn to be like them and endanger your soul.
Right.
So it is so important. This is what we need to be aware of. Again, we're not saying don't be friends in the sense that we acquaintances with them, but you don't want to hang out with people that are constantly angry and throwing fits and cause strife, because you're going to end up in problems.
Right.
It's just
it's
the way it is.
That circle of close friends, the people that are really the most influential in your life, need to be people that love God and live their lives for Him. Because ultimately, Jesus is our most important and valuable friend.
Amen.
You know, he demonstrated what a true friend is. There's nothing we can do to deserve his friendship, but he gave it to us, you know, Martita, as a gift. In John 15:13, it says, there is no greater love than this, that you would lay down one's life for one's friend. Jesus gave his life for us.
Yes.
And he says, I'm not going to call you servants. I'm going to call you friends. And a friend sticks closer than a brother. I just love that about him, that but he was willing to do it.
He also expects something. If we read John 15:14-16, it says, you are my friends if you do what I command.
Right.
I no longer called you slaves because a master doesn't confine in his slaves. Now you're my friends since I have told you everything the Father told me. You didn't choose me. I chose you. I'd appointed you to go and produce lasting fruit so that the Father will give you whatever you ask using my name.
Yeah,
we have a responsibility.
Yeah, you're right. You know,
in every friendship, it goes both ways.
Yeah, and it's not just with Jesus either. You know, I think there are people in the world that are counting on us in their friendships with us to bring them to that next level, to bring them even to Jesus himself so that Jesus can help them. And that all happens when we humble ourselves.
Exactly.
When we are gentle and humble. You know, Ephesians 4:2 says, always be humble and gentle, be patient with each other, making allowance for each other's faults. Why? Because of your love. You see, love has got to be the foundation of friendship, Martita.
Yes.
If we can have friends that, you know, but if we don't have them in love, you know, it's like a triangle. You got to go to God and then love somebody. And if you just try to go parallel and love somebody in your own strength without God's love, that's never going to work. So, you know, we have got to really rely on God to build our friendships, to show us who our friends need to be, and to bring us to the people that he's trying to link us with in our life. So, guys, I hope you're enjoying this topic. We're talking about choosing your friends wisely, and we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. Jesus is coming back. Are you ready? Join us every Thursday night for Discipleship Encounters here at Lighthouse Christian Church. That's right, it's Thirsty Thursday from 6:30 to 8 p.m., and we're spending time learning, encountering, and becoming equipped as believers for the great revival that's beginning to unfold. Come experience the power of the gospel and learn how to share Christ in a modern world. For more information, go to ourlighthouse.net or show up at 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's no cost for this event, and child care is provided.
Are you 18 to 29 years old? If so, Launch Young Adult Ministries is the place you want to be. We meet every Sunday night at 6:30 in the Double Bubble at Lighthouse Christian Church, 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's fun and fellowship, so come on out as we get you ignited to launch you to where God wants you to be. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website, ourlighthouse.net, or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministries. And I ain't gonna let it slip away.
I'm gonna be joyful. Yes, I am. All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Once again, it's Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church. I'm here with Martita, and we've been talking about choosing your friends wisely. We looked at good friends like King David and Jonathan, and then we looked at bad friends like Delilah and
Samson.
Her manipulation with Samson, and that's really not friendship. But the Bible tells us, Martita, what to look for in friends, and we've kind of discussed that. The Bible also tells us to be aware of who we choose as friends, and that's a powerful thing to do. But most importantly, we're told that Jesus is our most important and valuable friend of all, and he showed us what true friendship is because he gave his life for us.
That's right.
He said, I'll give my life for my friends. So, you know, as we're looking for friends, we're going to have to look for people that will give their lives for us, and we're going to have to look for people that we can give our lives to in the process. But, you know, as we're finishing out the program, Martita, I want you to kind of maybe give us a last little final thing about what do you think friends are really about.
So I'm going to go to Ecclesiastes 4, 9 through 10, a New Living Translation. Two people are better off than one, for they can help each other succeed. If one person falls, the other can reach out and help. But someone who falls alone is in real trouble.
Yeah.
So, I am telling you, we need each other, and the Lord created us for relationships. And I just want to pray, Heavenly Father, open our eyes to see who a true friend is and who we need to part away from. Help us become true friends ourselves, Lord. Show us how to be true friends. Holy Spirit, fill us with God's love and give us discernment. Holy Spirit, helps us get closer to Jesus and the Father. And Father God, Jesus and Holy Spirit, thank you for being our friend and always being there for us. Lord, I pray that you open our eyes to see people the way you see them and to love them the way you love them. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of salvation. Thank you for your love. May everyone listening to my voice be blessed in Jesus' name.
Amen. That is so good. So guys, as a takeaway today, we are believing that every friendship is an intimate relationship that you can have with another person or with God himself. And we need to know him and know these people by spending time with them, okay? So spend time reading God's word. Spend time developing relationships with those around you, and then test those friendships and see that they are from God, and then just flourish in everything that you do, having friends all around you, and do life with other people. It's so important. So guys, we hope you enjoyed the program today. We're so glad that you tuned in to Turn the Light On.
Have a great day.
We're your friends. Jesus.
Yes, we are friends.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Maryland, Florida. Our service times are on Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning for our radio show, Turn the Light On, at 7:30 on WMIE 91.5 or any of our social media channels. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to see you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.